No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I am Jill. Today is the 18th day of May. Just listen to those ocean waves. Some of you are there right now. But if I close my eyes, I can be there in a split second. I can feel the wind on my face, the sun on my skin. I can taste the salt in the air. Ugh, take me to the ocean. As I tell my granddaughter, I can close my eyes and in my imagination, I can be with you every time I want to. In my imagination, and with all of you that are currently by the ocean. But my reality is much more sad than my imagination. Welcome, everyone. I'm so glad that you're here and that you're making the Bible a part of your rhythm, a part of your day today, allowing God to speak to you for himself, the trueness of who he is through his word. We read the very explicit story of Absalom's life ending yesterday, King David losing another one of his sons. And boy, what a long detour Absalom took in his life. And I wish I didn't relate to that, but I do. So we read that story yesterday. Today we're going to read the Psalms that weave in and out of that story to get that 3D emotional and spiritual personal journal diary of the heart of David behind the story. We begin with reading Psalm 26, then we'll read the 40th Psalm, 58th Psalm, and then we jump over and read Psalm 61 and 62. We'll skip 63, but we end with Psalm 64 today. This week we're reading the New International Version, Psalm 26. Vindicate me, Lord, for I have led a blameless life. I have trusted in the Lord and have not faltered. Test me, Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind, for I have always been mindful of your unfailing love and have lived in reliance on your faithfulness. I do not sit with the deceitful, nor do I associate with hypocrites. I abhor the assembly of evildoers and refuse to sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence and go about your altar, Lord, proclaiming aloud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds. Lord, I love the house where you live, the place where your glory dwells. Do not take away my soul along with sinners, my life with those who are bloodthirsty, in whose hands are wicked schemes, whose right hands are full of bribes. I lead a blameless life. Deliver me and be merciful to me. My feet stand on level ground. In the great congregation, I will praise the Lord. Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, here I am. I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim your saving acts in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, Lord, as you know. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and your saving help. I do not conceal your love and your faithfulness from the great assembly. Do not withhold your mercy from me, Lord. May your love and faithfulness always protect me. For troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails within me. Be pleased to save me, Lord. Come quickly, Lord, to help me. May all who want to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, "Aha, aha," be appalled at their own shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, "The Lord is great." But as for me, I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. You are my God. Do not delay. Psalm 58. Do you rulers indeed speak justly? Do you judge people with equity? No. In your heart you devise injustice, and your hands mete out violence on the earth. Even from birth the wicked go astray. From the womb they are wayward, spreading lies. Their venom is like the venom of a snake, like that of a cobra that has stopped its ears, that will not heed the tune of the charmer, however skillful the enchanter may be. Break the teeth in their mouths, O God. Lord, tear out the fangs of those lions. Let them vanish like water that flows away. When they draw the bow, let their arrows fall short. May they be like a slug that melts away as it moves along, like a stillborn child that never sees the sun. Before your pots can feel the heat of the thorns, whether they be green or dry, the wicked will be swept away. The righteous will be glad when they are avenged, when they dip their feet in the blood of the wicked. Then people will say, "Surely the righteous still are rewarded. Surely there is a God who judges the earth." Psalm 61 and 62. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. For you, God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Increase the days of the king's life, his years for many generations. May he be throned in God's presence forever. Appoint your love and faithfulness to protect him. Then I will ever sing in praise of your name and fulfill my vows day after day. Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. How long will you assault me? Would all of you throw me down? This leaning wall, this tottering fence. Surely they intend to topple me from my lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Surely the lowborn are but a breath, the highborn are but a lie. If weighed on a balance, they are nothing. Together they are only a breath. Do not trust in extortion or put vain hope in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them. One thing God has spoken, two things I have heard. Power belongs to you, God, and with you, Lord, is unfailing love, and you reward everyone according to what they have done. Finally today, Psalm 64. Hear me, my God, as I voice my complaint. Protect my life from the threat of the enemy. Hide me from the conspiracy of the wicked, from the plots of evildoers. They sharpen their tongues like swords and aim cruel words like deadly arrows. They shoot from ambush at the innocent. They shoot suddenly without fear. They encourage each other in evil plans. They talk about hiding their snares. They say, "Who will see it?" They plot injustice and say, "We have devised a perfect plan." Surely the human mind and heart are cunning, but God will shoot them with his arrows. They will suddenly be struck down. He will turn their own tongues against them and bring them to ruin. All who see them will shake their heads in scorn. All people will fear. They will proclaim the works of God and ponder what he has done. The righteous will rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. All the upright in heart will glory in him. So today we read the Psalms that weave in and out of the story that we read from yesterday. And a lot happened yesterday in the story. And a lot of important things happened between King David's son Absalom, who was trying to charm the pants off the people to gain popularity, to gain charisma within the people so as to overtake his father's kingdom. Things didn't go so well for Absalom as we read yesterday. And then today we hear and read the lament from King David, his father. And so we'll actually catch up on all of that tomorrow when we pick up the story of King David. But what is important to understand as we leave off here today and go into tomorrow was that King David openly lamented, grieved, and mourned for his son to people that were literally fighting with David to spare David's life, to protect King David. And instead of acknowledging that his son, who is trying to rise up against his father, who is the king, King David publicly mourns his loss. And so it's just an important detail in the story that we need to hold on to as we move forward tomorrow. But for today, we pause here. Jesus, we thank you for your word. Thank you for what it reveals within our own selves, what it mirrors in our own reflection of our own hearts. And if it's not doing that, God, I pray that you would give us eyes to see and ears to hear within our own self, that we would not be so consumed with everyone else. We cannot change or control anyone else. We can control them, but that is not what you have called us to do. You have called us to model by our lives being a living example, a living sacrifice. We pick up our cross and die to ourselves daily to follow you, which means it will cost us something. It doesn't cost us our freedom. It costs us our conveniences, our selfishness, our pride, to see others and think of others as we think of ourselves. Let this be the posture of our heart, I pray. pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today is the last day that I'm going to talk about the coffee subscription. It is in effect right now. If you sign up for a year's worth of fresh coffee, freshly roasted, delivered to your door monthly, you will get a 20th anniversary exclusive daily audio Bible clean canteen in the spring marigold color. And you will get that for the first 250 people to sign up. Signing up is super easy on the new app. You go to the shop, hit the coffee, and just look for subscription. Sign up there and get the 20th anniversary clean canteen marigold daily audio Bible coffee holder, tea holder, ice water holder, whatever you want to hold within it. If you would like to partner with us here at Daily Audio Bible, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you, and we are so grateful that we do not have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or if you're utilizing the app, again, 2.0, hit the give icon up at the top right-hand corner. Lastly, look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, there are several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. That is the number for chronological. Or, again, utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top right-ish section. When you are finished, this is a really important step. A lot of calls are getting cross-lined here. Hit the chronological icon underneath the red microphone when you are finished with your phone call. Make sure that it goes to chronological if it's intended to go to chronological. I want your call to get to the right place. And not that it's a problem if it goes to the wrong place. It's just to help with the amount, the volume of calls. They are many, as you can imagine. That's going to do it for us together here today. And I thank you for being here in this space and for allowing the Word of God to speak to you, for making this a part of your spiritual journey today. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hi, this is Corinne Hapich. That's my pen name. I would like prayer to be able to connect and love well. I feel like there are so many people that I need to connect with, but I don't know how or who to prioritize. I need God's Holy Spirit to work in me and help me have more belief and more faith. I've been a believer all of my life. And at this age, I'm running into 68, I'm running into difficulties that I just need to have faith and have the Holy Spirit touch me and help me connect. Thank you.
Hi, this is Edie Marie from Northeast Ohio. I had previously called in for prayer for my grandson Cameron, the 2-year-old with acute myeloid leukemia, and I don't have an update on him today, but I am calling in for prayer for his grandfather, Scott. Several months ago, he was diagnosed with ocular cancer, and they had to remove his eye. Well, they went in to do an MRI, and on Monday, they got the results that he has, the cancer has metastasized to his liver. And they are going to try immunotherapy with the hopes that it will extend his life from weeks to months. So if you could please be praying for Scott and the rest of Cameron's family, and particularly for Scott's salvation, and the rest of the family's salvation as well, that would be great. Thank you so much.
Hello, this is Laurie from Central Ohio, and for my May prayer, I want to lift up the mothers. Dear God, in honor of Mother's Day, I want to thank you for each of our mothers. Some of us have had wonderful, influential mothers, and some of us have not had the best relationship with mothers. Some of us have longed to be moms. Some of us have lost our children. Dear God, I just lift each and every one of these ladies up in prayer to you. Some are tired. Some are worn out. Some are in the midst of the crazy, long, busy-filled days with toddlers and preschoolers and school-aged children, and some are empty nesters. No matter where they fall in the spectrum of life, dear Lord, I just ask that you be with each and every one of them. May they feel loved and seen this Mother's Day. In your precious name we pray, amen.